Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
Justin, first, thank you so much for this interview. I don't know if you remember this or not, but I was actually one of the first guys to interview you, man.
Really?
Yeah, when you came down to our studios over at Rogers 680 News, nice. Sat down, we talked. It was like months before your album came out,
nice.
You know, and I thought you were the coolest kid.
Thank you.
And now watching you grow to where you are today, man, it's incredible. I mean, when you look back from before to now, I mean, I know you always believe in dreams, but did you really ever think it would happen the way it has? I mean, biggest star in the world, my friend.
Thank you so much. I mean, it really is amazing and it's a blessing in itself. I mean, I never really thought, even when I was talking to you, I probably never thought that it would be to where it is now. And it's a blessing. And I've been able to travel the whole world. I got to see so many different cultures and things that I never would have been able to experience living in, you know, Stratford. And, you know, I think that, you know, Stratford's a great place, don't get me wrong. But it was really nice to be able to just be able to experience all the things that I've been able to experience.
And, you know, more experiences are happening, my friend, because I believe as we speak, we're only like 2 days away from the big release.
Yeah.
How are you feeling about this, my friend?
I think that it's going to be really special. I think it's going to make a big impact. You know, I think it's a very inspirational album, and there's some great dance tracks, great slow songs, great. And I think the album is just a great album in total.
Why did you go that route, so eclectic? You said there's dance tracks, there's you know, acoustic driven songs, there's even an old school track, man, sound like the J5 or something like that. Why did you go in that route?
I just wanted to show people my musical capability and where I can go as far as music. I wanted to show them that I can strip it down to just acoustic, and I can sing over an acoustic guitar. I can, you know, I can make a song with dubstep in it and, you know, make it sound, you know, and it's all, people all can be like, oh yeah, that's Bieber. Like, it's all recognizable to me because it's just like, I'm not, you know, you play a certain type of song and you can be like, oh yeah, that's, you know, that's that person because of the style, but, you know, I want people to know that I can really do any that type of music.
But Die in Your Arms, man, that came out of nowhere. You know, like I said, that sounds like, I swear Michael should be singing with you.
Exactly. No, I mean, Die in Your Arms is a really special track. I feel like people are going to be, you know, jamming to that all summer long. It's definitely a good summer song.
Now, of course, we've got a world tour that's going to be happening. What kind of show is it going to be?
The world tour is going to be very amazing. I mean, I can't wait to show people what, you know, I'm capable of and what we've been really rehearsing for. And the director, the art director and the creative director that we're going to be working with is just amazing. So I can't wait for people to see it.
Can you give us little hints on what we're going to see in the show?
I mean, definitely, you know, magic, a lot of magic. There's going to be a lot of magic.
I cannot wait to see that. And also opening up, man, Carly Rae Jepsen. She's hanging with you, too. I mean, the hookup with that, man. You know, what you helped with her hitting number one all over the place, man, just working with her. I mean, what is that? You know, how special is that for you?
It's great to have, you know, brought her success to a new level. It was really cool because, you know, Call Me Maybe was number one in Canada already, you know, and it was already dying off. And, you know, I heard the song and I tweeted it. And, you know, I got Scooter involved, and Scooter thought that didn't know that or found out that she wasn't signed outside of Canada. So we've got the song released on the American iTunes charts and everywhere else. And so it got bumped up, and now it's number one everywhere. So it's really good to be able to give her that platform.
Would you wrap this up, man? Anything else you want to say to your fans who are going to be listening to this whole interview?
Of course. I want to say thank you so much to all my Canadian fans in general. You guys are amazing and always have my back. So thank you so much.
Thank you, my friend.